From NPR and WBUR, It's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as this state gets ready to vote in a tight Senate race between Democrat Kay Hagan and Republican Tom Tillis. In a few minutes, we will look at how religious organizations are trying to get out the vote.
I'm looking forward to that. You're going to church. But first, big news out of the Supreme Court today, first day of the new session. The justices unexpectedly declined to take up appeals from five states involving same-sex marriage, and in so doing, cleared the way for a huge expansion of same-sex marriage in the U.S. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington correspondent. Ron, all of these challenges were to lower court rulings. So can you first take us through what laws did these states have? And so who was challenging what here?
Robin, these five states, Indiana, Wisconsin, Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia, all had bans on the books that said you could not have a marriage except between a man and a woman. And these had been obviously the source of a lot of unhappiness among gay couples in those states. They went to court. They got lower court rulings in their favor. Those were appealed up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, which is really the key player here. Mm-hmm. There are 12 circuits around the country, and these states represent several circuits or fall within several circuits. And all of those circuits, hearing the cases that have been decided in the favor of the gay marriage applicants, all decided that they should be allowed to marry and that the ban that was preventing them from getting married was unconstitutional, that it violated the constitutional rights of these couples. And all of those circuit court decisions then were appealed up to the Supreme Court, and everyone expected, just about everyone expected, that the court would take at least one or two of those and try to consider that question in this term. They decided not to.
Well, and so I just want to make sure we're hearing it correctly. Is the signal the court is sending out, is the signal that it's unconstitutional to ban same-sex marriage everywhere?
That is a signal that may be received by some people, but we should be cautious here. What the court has said is that the appeals coming from these circuit courts that all agreed that these rights were being unconstitutionally violated did not disagree with each other. Therefore, the court really was not forced to resolve anything. It could let these stand. And by the way, these stays on these circuit court rulings are now lifted. So, for example, in one of the states, Virginia, the attorney general has already said that gay marriage is going to be legal as of this afternoon. Hmm. So this is going forward in those five states. That has implications for their neighboring states that are within the same circuits ruled by those circuit courts of appeal. And that is going to be a very strong signal to people in those other states where gay marriage has been banned by the state, that the federal government, the constitutionally enforcing courts of the federal court system, are telling them to go ahead.
Fascinating. And so this is affecting other states as well. But Nina Totenberg, of course, our legal correspondent, told us on Friday that the court might wait to find a same-sex marriage case that fits its needs, whatever they are. And we know that, for instance, in Cincinnati, there's a Sixth Circuit court weighing pro-gay marriage rulings in Kentucky and Ohio. And the consensus is that that court might rule in favor of state bans. So is there a sense that that case might make its way to the Supreme Court, that there's another case that might wend its way to the court?
Yes, another kick at the cat, and that is quite possible. And if the court does get a conflicting ruling from that circuit, then it would have something to decide. But again, the signal that's being sent in the meantime, and months of meantime are going to go by at the very minimum, the signal that's being sent is that the Supreme Court is not prepared to take on the question of constitutionality of gay marriage and make a definitive decision against it or supporting the right. So because of that, the signal that's going out to the couples involved, to the lawyers involved, to all the people who are involved, is that you can proceed. And if the people in these five states do, which we know they will, and if the other neighboring states that are in the same circuits do, that will add a total, eventually, of 11 states to the existing number. That's 19 states that already allow gay marriage, will be at 30 states with the vast majority of the U.S. population.
And opponents of same-sex marriage seem the most upset by this because they're making statements like the longer the court lets it go, the harder it's going to be to roll back the marriages that are taking place.
It's very hard to argue with that as an observation on their part. They're clearly not happy about it, but they're quite right. The longer this goes on, the people who are in favor of gay marriage are winning, and the court is essentially saying, we're not going to interrupt that winning streak until we're forced to, and even then, we're not sure what the court would decide.
Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington correspondent. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.